USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump says he expects Congress will provide funding to help the U.S. improve conditions for migrant children detained along the southern border. He says Mexico is now helping.
Mexico has been really helping us a lot. They have very strong immigration laws. They are moving 15,000 people or 16,000 people to our southern border, and then move 16,000 troops to their southern border, which is pretty incredible.
The acting head of Customs and Immigration, John Sanders, has now resigned. Kevin McAleenan left to fill the role at the head of the Homeland Security Department, and Sanders has been the acting commissioner. He is chosen to step down. The Washington Post reports Mark Morgan, the acting head of ICE, will replace Sanders. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 179, the NASDAQ down 121. This is USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, I additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Eris, and I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell is defending the independent status of the Fed against criticism from the president and many others.
Congress chose to insulate the Fed this way because it had seen the damage that often arises when policy bends to short-term political interests.
Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker has today signed into law the legalization of recreational use of marijuana. Illinois now becomes the 11th state to legalize pot.
Illinois exemplifies the best of democracy.
Vice President Mike Pence was in Miami. He was rallying pro-Trump Latinos.
Like so many of the families here, you've lived the American dream. You've had the opportunity in this great free society that your families came to, my family came to, through a system of legal immigration that gave you the opportunity to become Americans. And to prosper.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A former Fox News chief political correspondent is not a fan of his old employer. Here's USA's Chris Barnes with more.
In a promotional video for Front Page Live, a new left-leaning media venture that he's part of, Carl Cameron explains why he joined Fox News in the first place and what made him leave the network.
The idea of fair and balanced news appealed to me, but over the years, right-wing hosts drowned out straight journalism with partisan misinformation.
Cameron now teaming up on that venture with Joseph Rahm, an author and reporter on climate science and climate policy. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Seattle has one of the fastest-growing tech economies, and Apple wants a bigger slice of the pie. KIRO's Aaron Granillo.
The newest Apple site includes two 12-story towers located just blocks from Amazon headquarters. Apple says the buildings will fill 2,000 jobs over the next 5 years. Christina Raspi is the company's vice president of global real estate.
We know there is so much talent in Seattle, and we can't wait to see how this community spurs our own innovation.
Seattle currently has 500 Apple employees, including retail workers. The new jobs will target software and hardware engineers. Aaron Granillo, Seattle.
Take us with you on your computer or mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.